Okay, this week's Parsha, Parsha's B'Shalach. You know, I often start off the show by saying this is one of my favorite Parshas, one of my special Parshas that I love very much in the Torah. I love all the Parshas in the Torah, Baruch Hashem. This one is a little bit more dear. It's my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, so I feel a little bit more connected to the Parsha many years ago, obviously. But anyway, really, really amazing Parsha. Try to give some insights into some of the Ikare Inyanei HaEmunah, which come out of the Parsha here, and some of the Mutzah comes out, which really is amazing thoughts that come connect to Kriyas Yamsuf and connect to the Haggadah a little bit also. So let's try to see what we can accomplish tonight. The beginning of the Parsha talks about the fact that after the first Pesukim, it says, Dabir b'nei Yisrael v'yashuvu v'yachanu lifnei pi achiros, they're lost, they're running around, they don't know where they're going. Paro's going to chase after them. And then they're going to realize that I'm strong, I'm going to prove to them once and for all. Hashem says that how he's going to be they're going to recognize that he's Hashem, because they're having it hard in their heart, and they're going to chase after Bnei Yisrael. We're going to have Kriyas Yamsuf, v'chulei. The Shemana Tov is bothered by the following. Why is it when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masterminding this escape of Am Yisrael, why did he have to orchestrate it in such a fashion where we were going to have a two-step geula? Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. The whole thing, we'll call it a game that Moshe was playing with Paro about asking to go out for 3 days, by definition, was going to require another Nes and another encounter and a showdown between Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. I mean, could have orchestrated the Yeshua in any fashion he wants. Could have just created it that when we finally go out of the Makas Bechoros, we're going to walk out, and we want to walk out under our terms, and we're going to say goodbye, we're going to wave to Pyro and Mitzrayim, and that's going to be it. We're never going to come back again. They wanted to send us out, and they chased us out. They said, get out as fast as you possibly can. Don't even wait till the morning. Get out tonight. And that's it. But you see also from the Pesukim here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was baiting Paro, sending Klal Yisrael back, showing Ke'ilu they're lost, sending them sort of back towards the Mitzrayim, giving them hope that maybe Klal Yisrael is either coming back or not sure where they're going, and therefore it's worthwhile to go chase after them. And that was part of the plan also that was built in Moshe's request for only going out for a short period of time, and Paro realizing that's not really going to happen. So, Minehu Bei, there was going to be another shlav, another stage in the Yeshua of Am Yisrael. Shem and Tov is bothered by the fact that why is that true? Why was the V'yadu Mitzrayim Keni Hashem? Why wasn't that already done already in Mitzrayim? And we wouldn't have had to have a Kriyas Yamsuf. What was Kriyas Yamsuf Mosif in the Yeshua? Arei Lechor, they're already out of Mitzrayim. Lechor, they're already free people. Why do we have to have a chase, and everyone always likes a good chase, you know, and then last minute we don't know what's going to happen, they're at the water, and everyone's standing there, okay, for the suspense thriller, for the movie, okay, it definitely made a good movie, but the Kosovo didn't write the Torah for the movie. The Torah designed the Torah and the Yeshua in such a fashion that it was going to be this way no matter what happens. The question is, what was the necessity for it? The Shemana Tov here, I think, is a very beautiful idea, which connects a lot of psukim and a lot of points, which we'll try to tie together. One other question I'll be mostly before we begin is that Shem Tov also asks, how come at the end of Parsha's bow we bring up the din of Tefillin? Tefillin is the last thing. Vayala os al yadcha utotfos b'neinecha. Why is Tefillin sort of thrown in one pasuk at the end of Parsha's bow, and then we go straight into Parsha's B'Shalach of the Yeshua of Am Yisrael? Why do those two things have to be connected? Are they connected? V'chulei. So he says here, about 10 lines down, 10 lines, right? It's clear from the following idea what was going on. The beginning of going out of Mitzrayim was the beginning of our geula. We were freed from slavery. We're free from serving Mitzrayim physically. But we weren't yet Avdei Hashem. We weren't Avdei Paro, But we weren't Avdei Hashem either. We're in a limbo stage. We're in no man's land. We're not shayach to anybody in this time. We walked out. Okay. So now we're no longer shayach to Paro. When's the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to take us in? When are we going to feel shayach to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Obviously, he took us out of Mitzrayim to the Makkos. But when are we going to feel some kind of connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu on a positive level? Not just because he did negative things to our enemies and brought them Makkos. When are we going to feel some kind of ruchnis connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu? They still were very, very much connected to all the terrible tumas and the ideas and the culture that they were for 210 years had been suffering from on a spiritual level from Mitzrayim. Therefore, the going out of Mitzrayim was only a half a shichur, a partial freedom in terms of their physical beings. They're no longer on Egyptian soil. That's it. They're free from serving Mitzrayim. But they don't have an address that they belong to. Aval b'mchinas ha-nefesh, adayim eshubadim in Mitzrayim. Not only that, but their nefesh, their ruchnius, was still very, very much connected to Mitzrayim. Even though they physically weren't there anymore, they were very influenced and they were very connected still to Mitzrayim. That's why we needed another stage of the Yeshua. And that's why the second level was the Shira. When we had Kriyas Yam Suf, it brought Am Yisrael to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They sang Shira. They didn't sing Shira. They didn't feel Shira when left Mitzrayim. They felt physically free. They weren't serving. They weren't building buildings anymore. They weren't making pyramids. They weren't doing anything of physical labor, but they weren't also seeing the beauty and the hashgacha and the connection of their nefesh to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That only happened. That rejoicing took place at Kriyas Yam Suf. When they saw Kriyas Yam Suf happen, then they sang Shira, because then they felt that their nefesh was redeemed and it was connected, and there was an inspiration that took place there. V'zehu shira chadasha shibichu geulim. We say in the morning, the shira chadasha, the geulim were meshabeach with a shira chadasha. The avta you kvar geulim mikom akom tzuchim adayin lenetz kriyas yam suf deshevo deshira. And that's what Pshat we say. Shira Chadasha, Shibichu Geulim. The people who were Geulim, they were Geulim. They were taken out. But they weren't able to sing Shira until Kriyas Yam Suf. So the Geulim were praising the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shira Chadasha, because they were only partially redeemed when they left Mitzrayim until they actually had Nes Kriyas Yam Suf. And he writes here very beautifully that he says, we see a lot of people, he said, unfortunate people who suffered so much in the Holocaust, that even after they got out of the Holocaust and they physically are no longer in Europe, they're not in Germany anymore, they're not under the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, nothing like that. But Adayin, Einam Meshucharim Legamri Mehazikaron V'Hamachshavos Shel Oso Tkufa. They're not really free until they can actually really be freed and feel free from all the memories and the terrible memories and the darkness that they suffered, till they really feel an inner simcha. It's not a physical feeling. It's a spiritual feeling. It's something very, very emotionally deep inside of the people to feel a true simcha and a true connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any strings attached. And that's why it says here, that's why it's come here in the beginning, the pasuk says, Pakod Yifkod Elokim Eschem. There is going to be two Pekidot. There are two redemptions, Tzvei Dinim in Geula. One is a physical removal out of Mitzrayim, and one is a spiritual removal of Mitzrayim. We talked about last week a little bit about the matzah. We talked about how the matzah, Kadosh Baruch Hu took out Am Yisrael, and matzah is the simen of Am Yisrael when they come out of Mitzrayim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to shed us from all of the culture and the influences and the tarbut ra'ah that we got in Mitzrayim. Hashem had to make us like just a flat, tasteless piece of bread that you put something into it afterwards, you could put something on it and it could taste good. If you put the Torah on top of Am Yisrael, it's going to be good now. But you have to start with a totally, totally flat, tasteless foundation that you can then put a tzura onto it afterwards. Dila'olam tzarich geula kfula. We always need a double geula. Hemitzar haguf, hemitzar haneshama. V'chein gula mitzar ha-maisa, v'gula mitzar ha-machshava. We need guf and neshama, physical and spiritual. That also plays out itself in terms of action. We need to act to have a gula shlema, and we have to be in thought, we have to think about gula shlema. Two aspects. Again, one physical, one spiritual, but the physical is also something we do with our bodies, with our action. We walked out of Mitzrayim, we did something with ourselves, and also our mindset has to be totally free. And that's how he says now beautifully. Now we come back to our question, well, why would we bring up tefillin at the end of Parshas Bo as we go into the beginning of the Yeshua of Am Yisrael? This is the same thing. We wear tefillin shel yad, we wear tefillin shel rosh. Tefillin shel yad is that our bodies, our physical bodies, are meshubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Physically, our maisim are meshubah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is for Hashem. And we feel physically connected and subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we put on the tefillin shel rosh, and with that we're saying, you know what, but also our machshava, our spiritual side, our seichel, our higayon, our neshama, is also connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're dedicating that, we're focusing that by strapping it around the tefillin shel rosh, and we're dedicating that to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well. Full geula, full connection, physical and spiritual. I would add one more kenach to this point, which is, that also might be the pshat in why we went out of Mitzrayim. We went out with two mitzvahs. We went out with Mila and with Pesach. Al shnei ha-mitzvahs ha-elu, we were zoche to the geula. The two mitzvahs there themselves also express these two elements. On the one hand, we did Mila, which is our physical dedication on our body, making a special simen, okay, like the straps of the shoyad. We're dedicating our body to physically serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that everything that we have, with everything we've got physically, it's all for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to do the best we can with our physical goof to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, we also need to do Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was the transferring of our mindset of we are in Mitzrayim to we are moving Mitzrayim away from us, and we're pushing it behind us. It's a thing of the past, and we're dedicating our machshava now, okay, which we used to be under the Mitzri influence and Avodah Zarah all around us. We're now dedicating our emuna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Korban Pesach was the dedication of the machshava side of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those two aspects of Maisa and machshava play themselves out in Tzulon Shoyad and Tzulon Sharosh and Mitzvahs Mila and Mitzvahs Korban Pesach. Okay? The Geula HaKfula, the double aspect of Ruchnius and Gashmius, dedicating everything to we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create it in such a fashion that there would be a two-step process. And Am Yisrael, only when they reached the spiritual elevation of Kriyas Yamsuf, and felt the tremendous hashkacha and the ahav of Hashem to them through the Kriyas Yamsuf, that's when they felt spiritually mishucharim, geulim from Yitzrayim. And that's when they were able to say Shira, and that's when they had a full geula. And that's also really what we also on our Chag of Pesach, this bets on what we really are celebrating, is that we have Yontif, okay, on the first day. Okay, we'll speak about Mikra Hadin Eretz Yisrael, how Yantif is supposed to be celebrated, which is one day at the beginning and one day at the end. What was so special, we don't have any Chag like this, but Shvi Shal Pesach, the last day of Pesach is a special Yantif. What was so special about that? The idea is like two ideas. These were bookends. We went out, okay, on the first. Physically, we were Mishucharim, we were freed from Mitzrayim. That was one celebration. And then the Shvi, with another celebration, was another Geula, or was the second aspect of the Geula, that the two of themselves together build what we call a Geula Shlema, the physical and spiritual Geula of Am Yisrael. And that's what those are, each Yontivs, our special Yontivs, each one in and of themselves, to commemorate that the two aspects that we need to always have a Geula Kfula, to really be, and as over the Hashem, we have to always feel that we have, and we dedicate and we give everything we have of both our body in our physical sense and in our spiritual sense, our machshava and our direction, our vantage point, our thoughts to dedicate them to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with Emuna Shlema. Those are the two dual aspects that we're discussing here. And that's why it was created in this fashion. Okay. A little bit later in the parsha, it says here, "Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yisau." Klai Yisrael is at the Yam; they're stuck. And Hashem, Moshe starts to talk to Hashem. What's going to happen here? Hashem says, "Go." "Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Mati tzak elai, daber al bnei Yisrael v'yisau." Go, go into the water. It's going to be okay. So we all know, based on the Midrashim, that's what comes out from a little bit, at least in the chat also, is that that's what happened. Klai Yisrael, when they finally went in and they took part in creating the Geula, okay, they were an active player in the Geula, that's when the water split. It waited for Am Yisrael, whether you say it was Nachshon, or whether it was Shevet Yehuda, or one day I quoted a few weeks ago, it holds with Shevet Binyamin. Either way, whatever it was, okay, some group of Am Yisrael started to go in, or one individual, and that's how the water started to split. Here, in a roundabout way, we'll get back to that in a second, the Rav, in his Sefer, the Rav Shechter Rav, Pnini HaRav, so Rav Shechter quotes the Soloveitchik as saying the following insight. According to most Rishonim, only Birkas HaMazon on bread is a bracha d'araisa, and even if you hold that there are days in the Rishon hold that brachas me'ein sheva, which is me'ein shalosh, meaning alamichya, some hold also as d'araisa, but clearly even according to those shitas, the only time we have a zimun, a special hoda'ah on zimun, is for bread. And the Rav's question was, what is special about bread, lechem, that, according to everybody, okay, has something special about it. Either that's deraisa, and nothing else, everything else is derabanan, or that has zimun for bread, but on pears we don't do zimun. So either way you slice it, there's some special aspect of hodah that we're doing on lechem that does not apply by any other food that we have. What is the special aspect of bread? And says the Rav here on the fifth line, Vayanira loymar betam devarze, de belechem yesh hishtatfut shel bnei adam v'hachanato. Bread has a special aspect that we are partners in the preparation of bread. The ein ha-ma'achal nish'ar k'mot sh'ayal k'shagadal min ha-karka. Ma'ashe'en ken b'shar peres d'gefen t'enav rimon sh'ein b'hem sh'ishtatfut shal b'nei adam l'hachinam mish'gadlo. This is a very, very beautiful yisod. When you take a rimon, okay, or a te'ina, okay, or the other types of fruits, the fruit is delicious. Okay, you might have to take off the peel, you might have to take out a knife and cut it a little bit, but you're not doing anything to prepare and to change the form of the food from what it is to make it good, make it edible, make it tasty. It's delicious the way that it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it delicious. All you have to do is to eat it. Make a bracha and eat it. Shkoyach! What's your chelek? Nothing. Maybe if you're lucky, maybe if you have a garden or so, yeah, you plant, maybe you put a seed in the ground and you watered it. Okay, so you had some chelek. But in the pre itself, you don't have any chelek in the pre. It's all a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in lechem, okay, you grow the wheat. Okay, now I think we'd all be mode that if you ate a wheat stalk or you ate a piece of bread, okay, that's a lot tastier. The bread, then the stalk of wheat. How did it happen? It doesn't happen by itself. You have to break it open. You have to take out the kernels. You have to grind them up and make it into flour. You have to add the water. You have to bake it. You have to shape it. You have to put it in the oven. There are a lot of steps that have to happen here that if man were not involved in the process, if we want to say it, so you have to, it would not happen. Pasha wouldn't be there. We can partner. Hashem Kilu takes it to here, and then we take it to here. Okay? We are partners in the creation of that ma'achal that is different than other foods and other fruits specifically. Okay? Which have chashivas. We know they have special brachos, but they're good on themselves. The aspect, because we have a chelek in it, is the reason why we give extra thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. an extra hoda. How do I know that? Let's continue on for 1 second. V'ikra ha-hoda'ah ha-lechem hu al-kach. What we're really thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for is shehir she'elanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'ha'asos shutafim imo be'pu'ulazu. We're thanking Hashem for allowing us the opportunity to be a partner with Him. It's amazing. Imagine for 1 second, l'havdil elef havdalos, okay? That you got a call, okay? And your phone's ringing, you picked up your phone, and it was some multi-millionaire tycoon, okay? Who would that be? Warren Buffett. Great. Okay, who's the guy who runs the Microsoft?
Bill Gates.
Great. Okay? And he picks up your phone and says, "Hi. Hey, this is Bill Gates. I'm calling. I want to know if you want to go into a deal with me. We're going to make $50 million. Oh, no, I'm busy today. I'm in yeshiva. I can't be the deal." No. You would say, "Well, that's amazing. He just called me. He wants to be my partner. Unbelievable. What's he want to call me for? I don't know, but I'm happy to be his partner. What a covet. What an amazing thing. I could be partners, okay, with that. That's amazing." What if Rosh Hashiva came over to you tomorrow and said, "Would you like to have a chavrusa?"
In English?
What? You would say in English, that's your first question. But then when he would tell you, "Avayimene ve'ebe'anglit, kamani lo'avimani agid." So then you would say, "Okay, we'll do it in Hebrew." So anyway, you would feel like, "Wow, that's amazing, what an opportunity! That's unbelievable!" So if a Kodesh Baruch Hu said to you, "Would you like to be my partner in making bread together? We'll do challah, we'll make a bracha, we'll make a baking challah, it's so nice. Can I come to a baking challah contest?" Okay? So, wouldn't you feel like, "Wow, I'm making challah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is amazing. He did part, I did part, and we created this amazing thing called bread, and it's delicious, hot and delicious, amazing." So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say, "Thank you. What an amazing thing. I never thought I would have an opportunity to be your partner, but like now that I am, it's a beautiful thing. Yishkoyich! You let me in. You made room for me. You don't need me. Right? The Shiva doesn't need to have a charusa with you. Bill Gates doesn't need your money. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need your hand involved in making the bread. He could have made bread all by himself. No? He made harder things in the world than bread. So he doesn't need you. But you're thinking, it's like, you know what? Shkoyach, you were mitzamtzem. You cut back a little bit of yourself and you let me in and made a spot for me to be a part of creation. Shkoyach. Beautiful. Thank you so much. That's the hodah. That's the Berakas HaMazon. That's the zimun that we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pshat he says here also by Kriya Samsuf. V'kazeh haya levayir yibetam adamar shalom am b'nei tzoshir b'ashas yisitz raim ela hamitinu imtinu ha-chas Kriya Samsuf. Yisitz raim hayita ha-kobidi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'b'nei Yisrael lo ichnisu afilu es yadam el toch ha-mayim ha-karim v'afilu loch el toch ha-mayim ha-kachamim. They didn't put their hand in at all to anything in Mitzrayim. It was all being done for them. That cloud was sitting passive. Aval b'shas kriyas yamsuf, amar lema kodesh baruch hu, dabrel b'nei Yisrael, v'yisa'u. Go! Don't talk now. Get in the water. And they went in the water. They jumped in. V'nasu shutafim l'ha kodesh baruch hu, b'hach Yeshua. In the Yeshua of kriyas yamsuf, they were partners. Kodesh baruch hu could have split the sea before them, no? He needed Nachshon of Benedino to go into the water to break the water split. Come on, give me a break. It's pretty, like, not so shy. That changed his mind. But all of a sudden, he went in, now he got power. Kodesh Baruch Hu has the power now to split the water. Could have done whatever he wanted. Could have done it a week ago. But Hashem waited, and we were thanking Hashem, "Thank you for waiting. Thank you for allowing us to be your partner in Kriyas Yamsuf. We had a chelek in Kriyas Yamsuf. Kvaldik. I never thought we could do it. But together, we didn't do too much. He did a lot. We did a little. But together, we did Kriyas Yamsuf. Gevaldik. That's the thank you. And that's why Shira was only said, the Shira, the Hoda, special Hodah, is said when we recognize that we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us to come inside and be part of the Bria. Part of some kind of partnership where we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu do something together as a team. And this is also the beauty. Okay, next week's parasha already foreshadowed a little bit. Luchos Rishonos versus Luchos Shnios. Okay? The greatness of Luchos Shnios over Luchos Rishonos, of all the Torahs that are out there and all the ideas, one of the major themes is obviously that Luchos Rishonos is all Kadosh Baruch Hu. We had no chelek, and therefore it didn't remain. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayisol lecha shnei luchos avinim karishonim to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we took the luchos, and now we have luchos rishonos that are created from Moshe Rabbeinu with the tziruf of the ksav helokim. That's a partnership. That's a hodah. That's gevaldik. Now we're together. That's something that has a kium for a long time. And that's what we say also, the Nefesh HaChaim says beautifully in the beginning of the Nefesh HaChaim, says, B'tzelem Elohim Nivra Es HaAdam. We were created in the Tzelem Elohim. What is the pshat? We were created with Tzelem Elohim. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, we were created like in the image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean in the image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Some people say, okay, so some kind of, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a real any image at all, but somehow we're Dome to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says Nefesh HaChaim, what it means is that we were created, we have the characteristic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest characteristic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he is, and still, every moment, is a Bore. He's a creator. And we also were meant to, we're made in the Tzelem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that mold, that particular image, the image of being a creator. Hashem gave us the power to create. How do we create? We create at many levels, but one of the things we do is when we're involved in something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be part of and create with Him, that's how we become a partner and we become a shutaf in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation. And that is, that in itself, again, that itself is mechayev a hoda. When we have a chilek, it sounds like Yitzchak Mistabra. You would think, like, when it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should give hoda. When it's us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had a chilek in it, so we should give hoda. Because, like, what do you mean? We were part. I had a chilek in that. It's exactly the opposite, though. When it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have no shaychus at all, we don't feel connected. We don't feel like we have a chilek in it. We feel like, okay, that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I give just whatever. It's great. Shkayach. But, like, I don't feel so special. When Hashem allows you to come inside, and you have a chilek, so you could take it to the wrong extreme and say, oh, so now, so on me, I did it. I had like 1%, I got 99%, but we're together, so I don't think thank you. The idea is that if you appreciate and understand, this is what the message of the Brichas Mazon is all about, is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed you in, it's special. Take advantage and realize that your shutaf, who your shutaf is, that is something you should give thanks for to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
You said the last
one
about
Talmud, okay? The Nefesh HaChaim, B'chaim V'lajin. Okay, the Nitziv says a wonderful ha'ara, mamash gevaldik. Okay, here we go. The pasuk says right before the shira, "Vayar Yisrael siyarag l'asher asah Hashem Yitzayim v'yiruham asah Hashem v'aminu v'Hashem v'Moshe avdo." Klai Yisrael saw what Hashem did, the great hand Hashem did to Yitzayim, and they became afraid of Hashem, and therefore they had emunah in Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Netziv, I don't understand Pshat the Pasuk. What did they see? What did they see? So everyone thinks Pasuk Pshat is, they saw the great nes Hashem did. Kriyas Amsuf. What a pella. Great nes Hashem did. So they saw that. And then they feared Hashem. And then they had a Muna. He says, it doesn't make any sense though. If you read the Pasuk, he says, Yev Shalef Faresh, Shiru Atanes. Because he says that's the case, then it should have said, "Vayar Yisrael sayarig l'asher asa Hashem liYisrael." Why the Mitzrayim? The nes, the pel that was done, the kriyas yamsuf. That's what they were mitzpoil about. Was the Yeshua and the splitting of the sea? That was for us, not for them. It wasn't the negative of Mitzrayim drowning that they saw. It was the positive that they saw. Wow, we were saved by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it should have been what Hashem did for Am Yisrael, not what Hashem did to Mitzrayim. If that's what they were amazed by, they were amazed by the Yeshua. One question. Also, he says, if that's the pshat, if that's what they saw was this great nes that Hashem did for them, the Yeshua, then how do they go from the seeing to the fear? Why are they now fearful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because they saw the great Hatzalah, now they were afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's they really afraid about? Gevaldik. Now they have much more kesher. They should have Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know. Why are they fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And also, what is the greatness of Kriyas Yamsuf over what they saw in Mitzvah Yisrael? All the makas that were done there. Why this pele over all the other peles that were done? There were amazing nisim that were done within every maka. There were nisim done each within each one. Why now they saw the nes and now they have emuna? What happened until now? So says the Netziv, a beautiful hara. It says what happened was here differently. It says in the Haggadah that Klai saw, the Yam saw 50 makas, 200 makas, 250 makas according to 3 days in the Tanaim. V'higia l'kol echad me'rotfe Yisrael misa mishune l'fi ma'asav sheheru l'Yisrael b'yosam b'kirbam. Every one of the people who chased after Klai Yisrael into Yamsuf, all those people who were their adon, their masters in Mitzrayim, when they chased after Klai Yisrael at the Yam, everyone got a different misa at Kriyas Yamsuf. Special for him. L'fi ma'asav sheheru l'Yisrael b'yosam b'kirbam, according to the way that he was evil to Am Yisrael when Am Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, that Adon got a special misa just for him, tailor-made for him, special. Hashem drowned the chasers and the haters. They all drowned. Look at this now, pshat. You'll say this in Maariv tomorrow night. I'm telling you, there'll be a new Havana. You never heard before. Ready? Hainu. Chel hamelucha nikru rotfehem. Shalom yisina asu elabavodas hamelucha. There are those who are the king's men. They have to chase. That's their job. The king says, everybody, go! Okay, so they don't hate Am Yisrael, necessarily. But that's their job. They're hired kingsmen. Okay? So when he got all the chariots together, Paro said, all the chariots, go out! So they went. You can't not go, you get killed. So they went. Do they actually hate Am Yisrael? Maybe. Well, love Davka. Aval shar hamon mitzrim, mechonim soneim. But everyone else in Mitzrayim, they're called the soneihem. There are two different categories. Right? You ever thought about this before? Esroid feihem, the esoneihem. The rodfim, not sonim, the rodfim, they're chasing. And then there's the sonim, they're also chasing, but they're sone. They're sone Am Yisrael. Omishin Yitzchai apirisho nitba vegam met behashkacha b'misa haru'uya la'onsho. Whoever was chayiv misa, according to his evil acts that he did, he drowned b'hashgacha miyuchad. Umizeh b'frat nodalem b'hashgacha so yizbarach b'pratut al kol yachir afilu al goyim mikoshekein al amo mishumhachi v'ayiru ha'am. Beautiful. Well, he says it like this. Okay? What they saw, v'yar Yisrael sayar ha'gilo asher asa Hashem l'mitzrayim. They saw what Hashem's great hand was, what he did to the Mitzrim. Not what he did for us. What he did to the Mitzrim, that he drowned every single one of them differently. And there were many, many hundreds of different types of misos, depending on what the person was. That was just more repeated because there were a lot more Mitzrim than 200, 250. But there was clearly a hashkacha, pratis, and a knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing each and every Mitzri, how he acted towards Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And because of that, when Am Yisrael saw that, vayiru ha'am es Hashem, that led to pachad. Whoa! It's tremendous pachad. You mean Hashem knows everything that goes on? Not only to the goyim, but that means he obviously also knows about us, called Kal v'chomer. You know what it means? This is really hashkacha pratis. Yulis harva onish for every single thing that I'm going to do. The haraya. I'm looking at it right now. In the yam. This guy is dying this way because this is what he did to me. So, it's an amazing thought. But you know what kind of feeling it instills in you? A tremendous amount of pachad. Oh my gosh. I better really be careful. I better really do the right thing. I better act properly. Well, if I don't, I'm going to have the hashkacha's process. It's going to be on me. Vayaminu v'Hashem Moshe Avdel. So now they had emuna. Vayar, vayiru, vayaminu. They saw what happened. They saw the hashkacha, how there's hashkacha pratis. They hadn't seen that yet, of how closely HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every single person. They saw that. They feared it. And once they feared it, internalized that, they realized, you know what? We better have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. We better really do the right thing. Because there is going to be a din v'cheshbon on every single prat, on every single yachid that's going to be in this world. There is going to be hashgach. There is going to be a schar v'onish in the end. That they were, maybe they heard about the idea, you know, ein agadol shmiya miriya. Okay, they heard, they were told, yeah, that's how it works. But when they saw it with their own eyes, it had a totally different meaning to them. The midah keneged midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of how in tune, how he knew every single person, that's a whole different story for them. That changed their whole impression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in terms of understanding that there is really involvement. There is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just, didn't just create the world once upon a time and then let it go naturally speaking. There's a total connection. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved on a day-to-day with every single individual in terms of their actions, in terms of their mindset. Kol Rashum Bashamayim. And that's the pshat on the pasuk. Vayar Yisrael Sayara Gadolah Asher Asah Hashem B'Mitzrayim. Vayiru Ha'ames Hashem. They saw what Hashem did to Mitzrayim. How he drowned them differently, the Ashkacha Pratis, Vayiru, they were afraid now, because oh my gosh, that's really, really strong. Hashkacha Pratis, that's really, really amazing. And therefore they dedicated their Amunah now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's different, it was all different here than when they saw Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, they just saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing great miracles. Okay, it's great, Shkayach. But it was Klali to all of Mitzrayim, everyone got the same thing, it was across the board, it was general. This was much more real. And much hit home, much harder, much more real to them. It's also Derech Agav, a great source. There's a little bit of discussion. I don't know, I'm not sure all the sources about it, but if you are looking for a source of whether or not there's Hashgacha Pratis, specifically by Goyim or not, this Netziv clearly states that there is. I think it's a bit of a discussion if the Goyim have like general Hashgacha or if there's specific Hashgacha, Kol Echad Be'echad. What? Not into that. The Goyim. So I think there's definitely a debate amongst the Bali, some of the Bali Machshava out there. I don't know all the sheets of Peh, but if you're looking for a source in terms of by the Goyim that there is, this clearly highlights this point in the Netziv. Okay. Nechista b'chazdecha amzuka alta. Says Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer, Chafetz Chaim al Torah, he quotes a Tanna Eliyahu that says that Amitur was Koreis of Bris. As they were sitting in the time, they were Koreis of Bris. Yachad that they'll do gemilus chasadim ze im ze. Very nice. We're going to be nice to each other. That's what they decided. Gevaldik. Asked the Chafetz Chaim in the second paragraph, what was the chiddush that they decided to be nice to each other? But until this point, they won't be nice to each other. Why were they always to bris mitzvah trying to be nice to each other? So he says the following. Chaisel saw that nothing was working. Everything was getting worse and worse in Mitzrayim. Every day was getting more chamur in terms of the shibud. He schemed b'neim sheyachu b'derech Hashem l'vado. They decided we're going to go with the derech of Hashem. They're not going to change their names. They're not going to change the language. V'igmelu chesed ze'im ze. And they're going to do chesed to each other. V'ayedei ze yit'orir gam l'mayla chesed asher yizbarach aleim v'yivatom elem gzeroso shaparo. They figured out the secret. How can we ask if HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the terrible gzeros? I got an idea. If we will be nicer to each other, and we will show chesed to one another. How do we? We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have chesed with us and have rachamim and chesed to do chesed for us, take us out of this disastrous situation. How can we create a matzav that Hashem will want to do chesed for us? Oh, light bulb went on. What happened? Let's do chesed to each other. If we will constantly do chesed with each other, Hashem will see that we're doing chesed for one another. That will be me'orah and shamayim. In order, as we always say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mirrors kibyachol, our actions and our midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just follows our lead. So if our lead is doing chesed, Hashem will do chesed then. So they said we're going to be koreis abris. Okay? Obviously it was one of the foundations of Am Yisrael's gemilus chasadim, but they said, you know what? More than that, we have to have a special pact, a covenant that we're going to do chesed with each other as much as we possibly can one for another. Ehu be'emes, kachaya basof. That shahadavar hazeh hayasiba leugulasam, as it says in the Yerushalmi, in Sanhedrin, that even after schus avos and schus imos, if that doesn't save you, lechu vehadbiku bechesed, then go and be davik to chesed. Why? Because if you don't have the schuyos, so you know how you can create that, create mechol zot a geula, do chesed. If you do chesed, I'll do chesed. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu works, and that's how Klai Yisrael chapped the idea, and that's how it'll work. And that's what Nachisa v'chazacham zu ga'alta means. They went down, and they got involved in chesed, and because of that, the Am was nigal from Yitzrayim. Beautiful. Says the Chafetz Chaim in the footnote there, something amazing. Okay, so far tonight we defined a couple of things we say all the time. One was he said, Shira Chadasha Shidchu Gulim. What does that phrase mean? We explained a new meaning in the Shira, that because even though they were Gulim, they said a Shira Chadasha at the Kriyas Yamsuf. We spoke about the idea of why we give special Birkas Hamazon and Hodah and Zimun. We gave a new explanation to that. Beautiful. We actually gave a new explanation to Esroid Feyan, the Esroid Nehem, the Tahamis Hiba, tomorrow night Birkas Krishma. Also, you'll feel different when you say that. And now let me tell you, and we give another pshat in the pasuk of Vayiru, Vayayisos, Yeragla, Hashem, Sav, Hashem, Yisrael, Vayim, Hashem, Hashem, Vayim, Hashem, Hashem, Avdo. Tomorrow morning in Shachas, you also feel different when you say that. Mirat Hashem, Yishim, Zalach, and say it in Pesuk Zimra. Okay. Now I'll tell you another word. Okay? You want to know what you should think about? You say Bar Nefashos? Let me tell you a word in Bar Nefashos. Rabu to Chesraim. Listen to Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says the Far. Yadua, ki olam chesed yibane. Yesod habriya hu chesed. The thing that keeps the world going and what the world is built on is chesed. And therefore we have to be courageous to bridge with chesed each other, and the lifeline of the world is built on doing chesed for one another. Kol hayitzur, kol hayikum osa chesed. Everything that was created, everything that's on this earth, there needs to be chesed done. That's what can keep it going. And because of that, because Olam Chesed Yibana, at the foundation, deep foundation of the world, the fact that the world was even created was a Chesed, and therefore the foundation of keeping the world going is built on Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara es hanefashos im chesed noseihem. Hashem made many, many nefashos with shortcomings, things that they're lacking. Ki yachid kein hatzibur, as individuals and as a tzibur, kulam imigro same, everyone with their chesaron. Why? Underline this line. Leman yuchruchu lehanos mizulasam bekol hachaser lahem. Why? In order that they'll be forced to benefit from one another in what they're lacking. Meaning, nobody's perfect. You want to be perfect? In order to get to be perfect, you're going to need someone to help you. You can't get there on your own. You have chesronos. We all have chesronos. Why do we have to have chesronos? Why can't we chesronos make us perfect? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the world is built on chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in, right? Built in that we're going to need chesed with one another. If we're going to be able to move forward. Okay, some things we can do on our own, we can achieve things on our own, vaday, but there are certain things we're going to need another person to assist us to get to that completion. Now look at the words of the bracha we say every day. What person is missing, other person helps. And what that person is missing, other person helps. V'zehu kavanas ha-bracha. Borei nefashos rabos v'chesronan. You created many nefashos with many shortcomings that are all lacking. Why did you do that? Borei nefashos rabos v'chesronan. Al kol ma shebarat, and all that you created. L'hachayot bahem nefesh kol chai. In order that there should be a chiyuv of the nefashos, of the creations of this world, you created a chaser. Why? So that by definition there will be such a thing called a tzibur. By definition there will be something called one person needing another person. There will be something called sheves achim gam yachad. There'll have to be a unity. There'll have to be a connection. You'll have to reach out. The world was not created for you to be by yourself and on your own. Bishvil achyod nefesh kochai sheyu yachad chayei chevra velo bizbodenus. Bipnei shechayuso shel ha'echad talui b'chaviro. Each person needs somebody else. If that's the case, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, made us chaser. We need each other. We need everyone to help out. We need to gain from this person, and gain from that person, and gain from that person. Every little bit we get is something that's mosif. And here he has a beautiful taich in the pasuk. Ready for this now? The Gra says,
Last week's parsha, the Gra says, you read the pasuk. Listen to this now. It's unbelievable. Daber na ba'aznei ha'am, v'yishalu ish me'eis re'ehu, v'isha me'eis re'usa klei chesu klei zahav. V'yitein Hashem et chein ha'am b'enei Mitzrayim. So, everyone learns, pasuk pshat is, they should go, and they should ask, ish me'eis re'ehu, v'isha me'eis re'usa, klei chesu klei zahav. We think it means, go ask. The men should go ask the men Mitzrim, the women should go ask the women Mitzrim for klei chesed and klei zahav. And then Hashem will give chein ha'am b'enei Mitzrayim. Says the Gra, you don't have it right. Vayishalu ish me'eis re'ehu v'isha me'eis re'usa klei chesed and klei zahav is talking about Am Yisrael. The men should go to the men and ask them for something. And the women should go to the women and ask them for something. Klei chesed and klei zahav. Oh, do you know what will happen if you do that? Vayitein Hashem et chein ha'am b'enei Mitzrayim. You want to know how Mitzrayim is going to give you? You want to know what to do for that? Do for yourselves. If you'll do chesed one for another, if you'll go and extend yourselves for each other, the Creator of Mitzrayim also a feeling like that. And then that's in the tzivui. And at the end of the parsha, when it actually takes place, the pasuk says like this: Gevaldik. Pasuk says, "Uvenei Yisrael." Asu kidvar Moshe, vayishalu Mitzrayim klei chesed u klei zahav u smalot, vayitin vaHashem natan et chein ha'am b'enei Mitzrayim v'chulei. Says Rashi, ubnei Yisrael asu kidvar Moshe. They did like Moshe said. Rashi says, she'amar lehem b'Mitzrayim vayishalu ish me'et re'ehu. Do re'ehu? We always know. It means a fellow Jew. Many places we're going to see parts of Mishpatim all the time. Re'ehu, re'echa, v'hatecha kamocha. Re'ehu is referring to a Jewish person, not a goyish person. So they listened to what Moshe said, and then they went and asked the Mitzrayim for their stuff afterwards. And they said, sure, no problem. What was the schus? How they were zochet that the Mitzrayim was going to give them, and there was nothing chein ha'am b'nei Mitzrayim? Because Klai Yisrael did it once himself. Vayishalu ish me'Yisrael. So each person asked the other person. Each Jew, each woman asked the other woman, each man asked another man. Each one did chesed for each other. They were living together. There was a unity. There was a recognition of that we need each other. We need to bond. We can't do it all on our own. By definition, we need to have the strength of one another. Because of that, they were zocha to the Mitzrayim reflecting to them as well. And that's what we say again. The same idea as I said before. When we act in a certain way, Akash Baruch Hu is in a certain way. When we act in a certain way, Akash Baruch Hu also creates that effect by the Goyim, and they'll also reflect that way to Am Yisrael. Everything starts with how do we act? What are we capitalizing on? And if we do the right things, we're acting the right way, we have the right values, and we have the right system, and Mir Hashem, the things will fall into place, and Klal Yisrael will also be zoche to great schuyos and great chen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezrat Hashem.